Romans chapter 15. We then who are strong ought to bear the infirmities of the weak, and not to please ourselves. Let each of us please his neighbor for his good to edification. For even the Messiah did not please himself, but as it is written, the reproaches of those who reproached you fell on me. For whatever things were written formerly were written for our learning, so that we through patience and comfort of the Scriptures might have hope. Now may the Elohim of patience and consolation grant you to be like-minded one towards another according to the Messiah Yeshua. So that you may with one mind and one mouth glorify Elohim, even the Father of our Master Yeshua the Messiah. Therefore receive one another, as the Messiah also received us to the glory of Elohim. Now I say that Yeshua the Messiah was a minister of the circumcision for the truth of Elohim, to confirm the promises made to the fathers. And that the Gentiles might glorify Elohim for his mercy, as it is written, for this cause I will confess to you among the Gentiles, and sing to your name. And again he says, rejoice, you Gentiles, with his people. And again, praise Yeshua, all you Gentiles, and praise him, all you people. And again Isaiah says, there shall be a root of Jesse, and he who shall rise to reign over the Gentiles, in him the Gentiles shall trust. Now may the Elohim of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that you may abound in hope, through the power of the Holy Spirit. And I myself also am persuaded concerning you, my brothers, that you also are full of goodness, filled with all knowledge, able also to admonish one another. Nevertheless, brothers, I have written the more boldly to you in some sort, as putting you in mind, because of the grace that is given to me from Elohim, that I should be the minister of Yeshua the Messiah to the Gentiles, ministering the gospel of Elohim, so that the offering up of the Gentiles might be acceptable, being sanctified by the Holy Spirit. Therefore I have cause for glorying through Yeshua the Messiah, in those things which pertain to Elohim. For I will not dare to speak of any of those things which the Messiah has not worked by me, to make the Gentiles obedient, by word and deed. Through mighty signs and wonders, by the power of the Spirit of Elohim, so that from Jerusalem, and around to Illyricum, I have fully preached the gospel of the Messiah. And so I have strived to preach the gospel, not where the Messiah was named, lest I should build upon another man's foundation. But as it is written, they shall see to whom he was not spoken of, and those who have not heard shall understand. For which cause I also have been much delayed from coming to you. But now having no more place in these parts, and having a great desire these many years to come to you, whenever I take my journey into Spain, I will come to you, for I trust to see you in my journey, and to be brought on my way there by you, if first I shall be somewhat filled with your company. But now I go to Jerusalem to minister to the saints. For it has pleased them of Macedonia and Achaia to make a certain contribution for the poor of the saints who are at Jerusalem. It has pleased them truly, and their debtors they are. For if the Gentiles have been made partakers of their spiritual things, their duty is also to minister to them in carnal things. When therefore I have performed this, and have sealed to them this fruit, I will go by you into Spain. And I am sure that when I come to you, I shall come in the fullness of the blessing of the gospel of the Messiah. Now I pray you, brothers, for the Master Yeshua the Messiah's sake, and for the love of the Spirit, that you strive together with me in your prayers to Elohim for me, that I may be delivered from those in Judea who do not believe, and that my service which I have for Jerusalem may be acceptable to the saints, that I may come to you with joy by the will of Elohim, and may be refreshed with you. Now may the Elohim of peace be with you all. Amen.